and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Imagine you're trying to figure out something fun to do with the kids. You decide, hey, I'll take them for a hike in the Naugatuck Forest. You got an 8-year-old with you, your 4-year-old, your dog. And all of a sudden you realize, oh my God, I'm lost. And I can't find my way back. That's exactly what happened to Natalie from Oxford, who's joining us this morning on Star 99.9, today's best mix, Santa and Raven.
I'm so glad that you're here. You made it from the lobby to the studio, so that's good.
I did.
Just kidding. First off, I think it's fascinating, your story, and thanks so much that you came in. And
so welcome.
We were just talking a little bit here in the studio about how people make assumptions that when they go out, just because they might be in their home state or their hometown or something like this cannot happen to them. They won't actually get lost.
Exactly. I'm not even from Connecticut. We bought our house in January, and we're 8 months in.
This is my worst nightmare. I give you credit for even going out on your own, because I know how bad I am with direction. And when you go on some of those trails, they're not clearly marked
enough. They are not. And once you get on a little one, they don't connect.
Right.
They all go in separate directions.
So it was 12 hours overnight that you guys were stuck by yourselves with your two kids and your dog in the woods. And your cell phone is dead.
It's dead.
Right. Of course, because that's when it dies, when you need it most.
Well, that's the first thing.
It was supposed to be a 20-minute walk. There's just one small loop. I've done it once. And I need to get the kids out of the house. It's summer. We've been inside all day. We started at 6:30, so that's plenty of time before sundown.
Sure.
Right. Okay,
sure.
We will be in and out. So
she sounds like a very responsible parent now.
Of course she
not
is.
The demon that we've come to hear about.
Exactly.
Just kidding. Nobody called her a demon.
No one called her a demon.
So, yeah, it's supposed to be 20 minutes. So I have 10% battery on my phone, and I'm taking pictures of my kids, and I don't care that I have battery. This is literally a 20-minute loop.
Sure.
So I'm not worried when, you know, the battery's dying and I'm taking pictures and I post on Instagram, thank goodness, because that's what was sent to my husband and he knew where we were at that point.
Oh, my God.
Because of that picture.
Where are you from? Let me ask you that. I mean, you're new to Connecticut.
Born and raised in California.
Okay, so the terrain a little different.
Suburban girl.
Right.
Suburbia, you know. There's no woods.
So you're taking the photos, carefree, having fun with the kids. What's the moment that you realize that you actually have a problem?
So when it gets to the point where there's like 4% battery, and I knew we had to just, it's a loop, so you just make a right. And we're walking, and we're not going right. And I'm like, something is wrong. So I'm like, okay, it's just got to be up here a little bit more, a little bit more. And you just think it's just a little bit more. It's just right around this corner. So we keep pushing. And then the sun starts to set. And that's when I'm like, kids, we got to pick up the pace. It has got to be around this corner. It's faster. If we could just find that right, then turn around and go all the way back around the reservoir. So we're on a time limit. Before the sun gets down, we need to get out. That's when I'm like, uh-oh.
Right.
Natalie, let's hold on right there. We're going to find out what happened next, coming up on Star 99.9. Imagine you go for a 20-minute stroll in the Naugatuck Forest, and then all of a sudden you realize with your two children and dog that you are 100% lost. That's what happened to Natalie from Oxford. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. We're talking to her all this hour about what happened when she got stuck in the forest overnight. Now, we've reached the point where you realized that there's a problem.
When you're with the kids, you're in charge.
Yep.
So you got to be the one that's calm and relaxed. So how long are you deflecting? Because how old are your kids?
4.5 and 8.
Now, I have an 8-year-old daughter, and like, I don't know.
I mean, they're smart.
Yeah, I don't know if your daughter is like my daughter, but at that point, she would be like, Ma, like, what did you do?
Right.
She would get nervous and understand that this is a problem. Was your daughter like that?
She was not. You know, I was trying to make it as fun as possible. I don't know. I think she honestly was having so much fun that she didn't realize this was taking a lot longer than 20 minutes.
Right.
At
that point. When we started to pick up the pace, I think she was worried, but she didn't voice it.
Yeah.
She's playing it cool.
She was playing it cool.
For you or for both or for the little one?
Kids
are smart like that.
So it starts getting dark. We picked up our pace. Obviously, the right-hand turn never came. So we were just walking forward, and I'm just like, okay, I think if we walk straight, we'll hit something. We've got to hit another trail. We've got to hit, you know, something.
Something.
Sure. Someone,
the ocean,
possibly.
Right.
California,
anything.
Mom and dad's, right?
Yep, exactly. It kept getting darker, and honestly, we said a prayer, and I'm like, guys, you know, we need to have some inspiration which way to go. We got to a T, and I'm like, okay, we can go up, which looks more light, or we can go down, which looks dark. And I feel better about going up, so let's go this way. At this point, my 4.5-year-old, he's tired, so I'm carrying him for the rest of the night. after this point. And so I'm carrying him and my daughter, she's doing great. Surprisingly, I really played it off like, oh, you know, let's just go this way. And we walked and walked. And then when we came out, that's where the power lines were. And I was so grateful because where the power lines are, it's completely, it's not wooded anymore. Even the rocks are light colored. Mm-hmm. So it was reflecting. So it was a lot lighter out there than inside the dense forest.
Yeah.
So we hit the power lines. I'm like, yes, okay, the power lines are going to hit something, right?
Right.
Okay, we're going to follow these power lines for a little bit. So I walked the power lines and we walk and they end. They
literally
go into the ground. They right. end. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Oh right. my gosh.
At this point, and my daughter's like, oh, it's okay. Let's just go back this way. And I think she honestly was taking care of the little one. So then we were like, okay, we start walking the other way on the power lines. And it's getting dark still at this point. It's not completely dark. You can see the clouds rolling in, mm-hmm. but it's not pitch black at this point. So we walked these power lines past the point where we entered and we walked a little bit further and my son had blisters. She was getting tired. I'm like, okay, this is a good spot to relax. This is where, you know, someone can find us where it's really open. It's near power lines. I don't know. So we decided to try and make a fire. And I said, we're going to pretend like we're camping. So let's try and make a fire. So we got some rocks. We were rubbing it together and it smelled like smoke. But of course, there's, you know.
Right. It's not as easy as they make it look like on TV.
I mean, no. So, right. I mean, let's clarify. So you were rubbing rocks.
We were rubbing
rocks. It's sticks that we rub. So I was going to ask you guys, like, you know, I mean, have you watched any, like, Bear Grylls shows or anything like that?
She went on a 20-minute hike to get the kids out of the house.
I don't mean during the hike itself. I mean, at any point, has she ever seen one of these shows? That's all I'm saying.
I really should have at this point.
This is definitely my worst nightmare. This is my worst nightmare.
Really?
Yeah. All right, we got to find out what happened next. We're going to get to that next on Star 99.9. Natalie from Oxford just wanted to get her 8-year-old and 4-year-old out of the house for a 20-minute walk through the Naugatuck Forest. We've been talking to her all hour. What happened? She made a wrong turn somewhere, ended up getting lost, and now she's realizing it's getting dark. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Hannah and Raven. So, like, at this point, were you just terrified? Like, you don't even know what time it is because your cell phone's dead.
I don't. The point where I started to get a little nervous was when, okay, so the clouds were coming in. I didn't check the weather.
Right.
I don't know. That's, I just.
Because you're going on a 20-minute hike.
Right. Exactly. Right. We're not judging you.
Yeah, no.
So, the clouds are rolling in. I'm looking at them, and all of a sudden, it starts lightning and thundering, and we're sitting under power lines. Oh. I'm like, oh, crap, we can't be here.
Right.
Great. Now we have to go back in the forest.
So, you went back in the woods.
We go back in the woods. I'm trying to find cover. So it starts pouring thundering lightning. And so I'm looking around in these trees. They have underbrush. I finally find this tree and I stomp down the thorns with my feet. And I grab my kids and I pick them up. So I'm holding them so their legs don't get, you know, scraped up by the thorns.
Sure.
And I'm holding them under this tree. We're just waiting there for, gosh, I don't know, time. I'm guessing it was about 1 o'clock at this point. And we didn't hear anybody come for help. I'm like, you know what? My husband just thinks we probably went on a walk. And then we went to a friend's house, and I just didn't call him or something. He's probably sleeping.
This was all part of his plan, Anna. Let's check out this husband.
He's great. So I tried to find a good clearing so that we can rest. At this point, my kids are wet, tired. I'm wet, tired. So I take off my shirt. I wrap them in my shirt, and I bear hug them, laid down on the rock so my kids wouldn't have to, and I laid them on top of me, and I wrapped my shirt around them. And then our dog was kind of close up next to us, keeping us warm. I think he was a little
nice
cold,
little
too.
Nice little radiator.
Yeah. And then it started raining again. We couldn't sleep. There's a few things that happened before this that made it worse.
Okay.
One, I was wearing my glasses that night. And when it started to rain, you know, glasses get foggy
it's raining.
So I took off my glasses and I put them on my shirt. And when I started carrying my son, there was times when, you know, my daughter was tired. So I put her on my back and I had my son in the front. And I lost my glasses.
Wow.
Oh. They're somewhere in the forest. So that did not help either.
Right.
I'm like, okay, you know what? We're so close to something. The kids were just so tired. So about 2 a.m, I thought I heard something. And my daughter thought we heard something. And we're like, did you hear that? I think that's people. So we started screaming on the top of our lungs. And I would scream my husband's name. And I would scream, help. And then we'd wait for 20 seconds. And we'd scream, help. And wait for 20 seconds. And we heard nothing. We did this for about 15 minutes, so our voices were sore, and then we stopped, and I looked at my daughter. I'm like, you know what? I think it was just in our head. We just want to be found. I don't think there was anybody out there. Mm-hmm. I think we totally, it was just in our head. So I tried to let her go back to sleep, and of course, I didn't sleep a wink that night.
No,
I wasn't
of course
going to stop.
Right.
You know, I was going to watch over my babies and make sure, who knows what's in that forest.
Right.
It must be so terrifying to think, not only just, you know, you mentioned what's in the forest. Sure, there's some things in that forest. There is. Not many that would come to actually try and eat you. issue, but right. just the exposure, the possibility of hypothermia, of anything like that. I mean, that's exactly. that's got to be really terrifying there. Plus, you can't
sure.
see.
I can't
now,
see.
Now you can't see.
Yes,
no
and
battery.
Wet. And we're soaking wet.
Right.
And that's just so fun.
And I think that when you grow up in an area, you have a general sense of direction.
Right. That's not true. Because I grew up my entire life here in Connecticut. You put me in the Naugatuck Forest and I get lost. I'm like you. There's no yeah. way I would right. ever find my way out. This is my nightmare. Like, I can't even imagine. So the next morning, now you wake up. What happens? We're going to get to that coming up next right here on Star 99.9.
All this hour, we've been talking to Natalie from Oxford. She took her children, young children, on a 20-minute walk through the Naugatuck Forest, took a wrong turn, ended up spending the night in the pouring rain in a storm, lost. Star 99.9, today's best mix, Tana and Raven.
Let's talk about the moment that they find you.
So when we woke up in the forest, once I could see enough of the trail to where I could start memorizing and backtracking, mm-hmm. I woke my kids up and we started walking. I'm like, we are backtracking. And then I started memorizing. And then when we were walking back, my son said, hey, Mom, look, there's trail marker. I'm like, oh, good eye, bud.
And so, right. Trust the kid that's closest to the ground.
Exactly. So then we started memorizing the trail markers. White, bluish, purple, then
yeah, I can't figure
white,
those
red,
out
and then red, and then red-green. Once we hit the red-green trail up ahead, I could see that there might have been a clearing. The forest was not dense anymore. And that ended up being the reservoir that I'm familiar with, which is on our road. Once we got to that clearing, I knew exactly where we were, and I was just so relieved. And I said, guys, I know where we are. We're almost home. And again, I'm carrying my son the entire time. At times, I'm carrying both of them.
Right.
They're so tired, and blisters and cuts and scrapes, because the rain made the trails so slippery.
Right.
So once we found that reservoir, I knew exactly where we were. So that's when I started. I turned around, and that's when I was choking back the tears. I'm like, we are so close, yet so far away.
Right.
Oh my gosh. So we start uphill.
Don't tell me you walked all the way home.
I started walking uphill with my kids, carrying them on my back, walking the dog.
Yeah.
And I want to say two or three cars drive by, and then one car drives back, and she rolls down the window, and she says, hey, are you the lady on the news? And I said, oh, dear, I hope not.
Well, I don't
not.
Know. I haven't been watching the news, right?
I hope not. Please don't let that be me. And then I started crying, and I'm like, I am so close to home. Please, if there's any way you can give me a ride home. And she's like, oh, yeah, come in my car. I'll give you a ride. And then the neighbor came out, and she had water bottles, and she said, oh, you're the lady on the news. And then another guy came up to the car, and he said, oh, I've been walking all morning. I heard about it this morning, and I've been walking the trails. I'm familiar with Oxford. So there was a lot of good and a lot of bad coming from this.
I applaud you and commend you for being able to take care of your kids and, like, keeping it together and
right.
like, all that kind of stuff. I don't know if I would have been able to do that, to be honest.
I mean, if you had Anna. Twisted your ankle or something, anything could have happened.
I mean, I did fall once when I was carrying my daughter. I was so tired, and it was slippery, and it was on a rock, and mm-hmm. I fell, and I was so grateful that I didn't twist my ankle.
I can certainly tell the impact that it's had on you.
Now, I know that your husband, when he got home, went out looking for you, but did the police come looking for you too?
They did, which I didn't know. Once he found our car, he hiked himself. He was looking for us, and he got back. And once he couldn't find us, and it was storming, he's like, okay, I need help. So that's when he called 911 about 11:45 something. When he did call, it was like the police force and the firefighters got on four-wheelers, combed the trails to try and find us. Once the firefighters came back empty, then they sent a canine, and they got in our car, sniffed our scent, and then they sent the canine out. But because of the storm, our scent was washed away. Once that canine came back empty-handed, that's when my husband was like, okay, now I'm scared. So once I got back to the house, the police obviously had to check us out, and my children didn't know how bad it was until they saw all
Everybody.
The cops coming, then right. the fire trucks, then they're like, I have to get in the ambulance, but I'm fine. Like, we just
right.
camped in the woods.
Right.
We're just cold, but we're good.
I would imagine that you're going to go for a hike again with your kids.
I've never.
She knows every inch of the woods. Why would she not go? She
so
now
true.
Knows every inch of
After
the woods.
After listening to this, I will never go in the woods. I will never. I swear.
The
I mean
that.
The
biggest thing I'm going to take away from this is be prepared.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be so prepared next time if I am going to go on a hike.
Don't.
Yeah, so you haven't since then.
I haven't.
Wow.
It's been like a week. Give her a break.
Yeah.
Natalie, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.